Question number one is, what is Pas Haba Kisnin? It's a Tfuira Machlokes. Have you ever heard the terminology? What is Pas Haba Kisnin? It sounds funny. I'll tell you what it is. It's a all the cake stuff that we eat, all the zishas, all the rice min stuff, is all Pas Haba Kisnin. It's Tfuira Machlokes. Either it is dough that is baked with like cocoa or sugar or stuff like that. That's one sheet. The other sheet is it's regular dough with pockets pocketed over other stuff like cherries and or apples or stuff like that. And the other sheet is that it is crackers. So all those three are the crackers, stuff pocketed in pockets, which is kisnin, or dough that is flavored. It's all possible of a kisnin. The halakha with that is that we make a bari min hamizaynus and an ala mikya. Another halakha we have to know, there's only to get to the halakha of pizza. Another halakha is something called pashtita. Pashtita is type of flax. Pashtita is it's dough with right, potatoes or with meat or with cheese. Is it's regular dough, it has meat, and halakha with that, the makaber clearly says is hamaitzi. So now we're going to try to bring this across to pizza over here.
Barakas is hamaitzi.
Ah, so it sounds like barakas. What? The reason for that, right. Well, it's because it's considered a Suda meal, a Suda food. But either way, we're going to explain the machlokes between on Pashtita, on this flax, is between the Taz and the Magen Avraham. Now, you have to keep this in mind, all right? The Taz says, when I'm eating the flax for a snack, when I'm eating it for a snack, then it would be considered mezainis. However, when I'm kaveh Suda on this flax-like substance, then it would be hamaitzi. Now, the Magen Avraham says it's always hamaitzi. Now, keep this in mind, all right? Again, this pashtita, remember the word pashtita. Pashtita, which is dough with wrapped around meat, is if I eat it for a snack, according to the Taz and Zainus, according to Magen Avraham, it's hamaitzi. Fine. Now, pizza, our pizza nowadays is probably considered flax. Our pizza is probably considered pashtita. Now, going on this, now again, we have the same machlokes. According, if our pizza is considered pashtita, then, and we ask all of you that actually know what you're talking about to please wait till afterwards to embarrass me and say that I have no clue. Rabbi Kessemau, Rabbi Carr. The dealing with the pizza over here is that according to the Taz, if I eat it as a snack, it would be considered a mezainis. According to the Magen Avraham, it's always going to be a hamaitzi. So what do we do halakha l'maaseh? So it seems to be that from father to son, it seems to be this mesayer, like ever since the like aseres hadibros, this whole two slice business. That two slices is hamaitzi. I should say two slice business because Ramesha did say it. I heard b'shem Rav David, Ramesha did say two slices you wash, one slice you don't. But right, two slices you would wash on pizza, one slice of pizza is a mezainis. That seems to be the mesayer. Halakha l'maaseh though is this becomes problematic only because the pizza is really is especially in Eretz Yisrael, all the pricing there, Rabbi Yashar, Rabbi Starbuck, and Rabbi Diane Fisher, they all pass them even one slice, even if you take one bite of pizza as a mitzi, because it's considered a suda over there. So it depends really what it is. In other words, in Eretz Yisrael, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, pizza clearly is a suda, and therefore pizza, according to all pricing in Eretz Yisrael, even if you take just a little hors d'oeuvre bite, would be a mitzi and birkas hamazon if you eat it kazai is kadeh for this price. In America, that's where this psak or Ramesha comes in with one slice of mezainis, but again you have a problem, like this afternoon, when this, by lunch, we had downstairs, is that you had pizza, yeah? So you had pizza, you had soup, you had corn, whatever it is, you had a whole meal out of it. So even though it was only one slice of pizza you had, but since you're eating it b'derek kfiya suda, so even the Taz, who holds by pashtira, then when it's not b'derek kfiya suda, you make a mezainis, here it's b'derek kfiya suda, you would have to wash for the pizza downstairs. The proper halakha would be that you would have to, you know, now b'dievid, but the next week, whenever it is that they serve pizza, when having a whole meal, even one slice, one should wash. Again, if you're eating a b'derek snack, there is who to be samikon, you have this Taz, but obviously most places can hold that it is it would be a hamaitzi. The deal is with...
What about those little guys that they serve at, like the carts and things? Those little
people? The hors d'oeuvres. So what about the little hors d'oeuvres, the Franks and Blankies and all those guys,
the pizza one also.
And the little pizza guys and everything like that. So it works the same thing with the little pizzas would be the same thing. In other words, if you're eating it as a snack, you have the Taz to be semicon. But again, clearly most places can hold the pizza is considered a
even
pizza.
Even the mini ones?
Even well, it's made. It's bread.
It's made as a snack. It's made
bread.
To be a snack.
But it's bread. It's bread. It's made to be as a snack, but it's okay. So again, so if you have a Taz, it would be same. But again, clearly, so what are you going with MIT? Yeah, I would go there. Yeah, I'm saying it's more right pricing holding MIT. Either way, moving along.
Right
pricing. Yeah, Rabbi Carr, Harold. have who to be saying that. What?
A pretzel.
Why would that be considered a
If you're, it's pashtita because it would be a. It's because, yeah.
Pashtita is a meal food, right?
Pashtita is it is a meal food.
Pizza is a show itself. Whether Ramesh held that people in America eat as a snack, so it's not necessarily a meal food. It depends. On how you define
it. Yes. The reason why that is true. The reason why we came to this pshara is because people are very confused about what their views on pizza is. No one really knows. And we're not, right? In other words, you have to get in touch with your inner pizza. And you have to find out what you hold. And you have to find out where you are. And if you're that type of guy that feels that it's a snack, then yes, definitely, it is a subjective thing. And that's why Rabbi Forrest mentions, he says, 40 years ago when pizza came to America, he says that it used to be out of a parlor. They used to give you wax paper. And used to, eat your pizza on the go. It used to be clearly a snack. He says nowadays it's a restaurant. You go for lunch. You go to the pizza store for lunch. You go to the pizza store for dinner. So in that case, okay, it's a subjective case. You're right. If you always eat pizza on the go in between meals, then one slice is going to be semicolon. But again, two slices, clearly, that's why all the place can say is kfiya suda, because two slices is kfiya suda. You want to say, I heard, we're not going to say it here. If you're eating as a snack and you eat it as a meal, so when you eat it as a meal, you're being kfiya suda. It's not a set thing. When you kfiya suda on pizza, and if you have like this afternoon, if you had one square of pizza and you had soup and corn, whatever it is, that's your suda, so that you would wash for that. Even though people are confused about what they hold about pizza, and no one is quite aware, it would still be, that would be the halacha. Since it's that complicated, you definitely have right placement to be sevikon if you wash. You're more squeezing it out if you're making the mezainis. The problem is, people want to say, what about if it's made with apple juice, like these Shopsy's pizza, or the pizzas that you buy, it's made with apple juice. We said one of the possible bakisnan is if it's made with juice in the dough. So this is beautiful advertising in America here, is that we have our apple juice, which is called 100% pure juice, right? 100% pure juice from concentrate, right? Which is not 100% pure juice. But nonetheless, that's not a steer, because that's the way they advertise here, so it could be done. So Lemaiser, though, concentrate is really dealing with apple juice and water. So if you're dealing with apple juice and water, Roivavit is not fruit juice. If Roivavit is not fruit juice, it's not possible to kiss then.
It was the water.
But it's added water. You added water. Yeah. The point is, it's not roiv may pears.
Taking out water.
I think they add more water when they re-add it.
No. When you concentrate, it means you.
If they have to. It tastes so different. There's no way that they don't put in more junk.
It's like the whole, blood itself turning to blood kind of thing.
Yeah, oh, dear. Blood, all right.
Right. So I hear what you're saying, I hear what you're not saying. Listen, you're saying good. The only reason why you have to say better is because of Shlomo Zalman says that Lamaisa concentrate, although you're right that they do add it back in, but seemingly it does have the psak of not being right made pairs. I hear what you're saying. No, you're saying good.
Ezra is saying good.
Lamaisa, that's the beef. Okay, there's two advertising in America. All right, what about, what was it today? All right, I heard that. All right. Subaru, driven by what's inside. Oh, great job. All right, bagel chip. All right, what's
just talking to him.
Let's just move on. If it's made with apple juice, yeah, it would be possible to kiss. Yeah, if it's a roiv apple juice, yeah, possible to kiss.
And you need to eat it as a student.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting to the mezonis. We have the mezonis maven package here. All right. What about the bagel chips? The bagel chips, the price can say also one should wash for those. However, Shlomo Zalman at the end of Mezonos HaBracha does say, since the bagel chips are made for bagel chips, so it's not possible to kiss them. It's definitely bread. Halakha is once bread, always bread. It's always bread. It's bread. It's bagels just, flattened. So it definitely is bread. Shlomo Zalman says, since the whole purpose of these bagels were, when whoever made them was Hinani Mukun Umazuman Le bagel chip, so since it's made for bagel chips, that would be considered this is a Kiddush. He says that it would be considered it loses its shame bagel, and you have to be sevikon if you make a mezainis. But again, the general call is once hamaitzi, always hamaitzi, no matter what you do with it. Cha cha cha. Okay, this is a. Okay, so I'm saying you would be sevikon if you make a mezainis. Another shaila is. Here we go with the mezainis roll. Somebody told me, I'm not going to say who, that they don't make them anymore. However, we have it. Right, they do make it, right. Yeah, so here's the beef. The problem with this is that it's made also, is that supposedly the whole mezainis rolls, which is interesting in itself if you think about it, mezainis bread, Mizainus bread. Mizainus, not bread, bread. Mizainus not kriyasu, the bread. So the whole thing is really a steer in itself. So if you want to say that there's such a thing, so first of all, from a psychological standpoint, encourage everybody to get over their benchophobia. That's all. All right? I know everyone has this, like, they get all anxious before, oh my gosh, I have to wash. Just wash and deal with it. All right? It's benching, it won't kill you. It's not a big deal. So, right, like, you know, in whatever. It's like fleshophobia, same thing. Like, you know, okay, so should I have the cheese Danish? Deal with it, you know? Just, okay, so you'll be fleshics, you know? You move on. But, whatever. It's just, it's something, it's healthy because Lamaisa, I assume that whoever, Mr. David Mizainis role, whoever created this whole thing, I guarantee, I mean, it's obvious. Especially, he was a big lazy guy. He was a big, fat, lazy guy. That's what he was. He liked to sit and eat. I hope I'm not being much ashamed of anybody. But, Lamaisa, I shouldn't say that. There was a kivun that was made for airline food, etc., etc. I shouldn't say that. I take that back about it. I'm sorry. Whoever made up the Mizainis roles, I take that. But Lamaisa, the people that are looking to create Mizainis roles, someone told me that Mizainis roles, oh, this is a great one. He says, he looked at him, he made a Mizainis on a bagel. I said, it's a bagel. Why are you making Mizainis? He says, well, bagels with holes on bottom are Mizainis. You know those little holes that they have on the tray? It gets holes from the dots, right, that you put in the oven? So if it has dots, it's Mizainis. So whatever. Apparently, okay, I know. I had the same expression. Like, what are you talking about? So apparently, the tzara shovel here that people make to this, to trying to squeeze out a benching, I promise you this, and he was making his whole life until we told him this. People try to squeeze this out. The kitzer, it would be, it's not halakha l'maisa. If you're on an airline and they serve you this, well, of course you get your little soggy egg with that mushy tomato, which I don't know why they put on, but they do. If it, l'maisa, if you're making a suit out of it, one should wash because it's bread. I mean, it's called mezainis bread. That's what it is. It's bread. No one makes a mezainis on a matzah. Aye, it's a cracker. It's possible with kismet. Everyone makes a maitzi because it's a meal. That's what it is. Everyone knows it. You're eating it from. I said, you're right. Ashkenazim, I take that back. So it says Jerry, what if I have a roll? What if you're just eating the roll as a snack, then you'd make a mezainis. If it's rave apple juice. You're being mitzvah. There are those that say that you can make a mezainis if you're just eating mezainis. But then again, that usually is not the case. And as is with the pizza, also, no, they're not making it with rave. You're not making pizza with apple cider because you're not having apple pie pizza. Bon appetit, you know? It's not happening. What? Matzah for a snack. If you're Ashkenazic, you make a mighty. It doesn't matter. It's still a mighty. Matzah is always a mighty. That is correct. We'll get to these things. All right, let's move. Running away. All right. Let's just get to all the quick questions here. Licorice, right? The place can seem to say, even though there's flour, you make a shahakal. Yeah. Pringles is a machlekes. Yeah. Of what I've seen, it seems hadama, according to Shlomo Zalman. Now, here's the mound, Shaila, right? Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. So if you don't feel like a nut, right? You're having your mound, and it's a coconut bar. Now, the reason why you're having your coconut bar is because you want the coconut. If that's the case, you would make a... Anybody?
Hadama.
An ace. You would make an ace. Good. So you make a ha'etz because coconut, you make a ha'etz, and that's what you're eating. You're having, no, it's okay. I've been making that bugger all my life.
All right.
One second. Hopefully we'll get to all these bugger shots. Mashed potatoes downstairs are...
Shackle.
There you go. Dehydrated. Shahakal. Dipsy doodles, tortilla shackle. Chips. Shahakal. You're dealing with the, also with the Pringles, we said, are hadama. Bananas, which the people... Most of them, though, are shahakals, though. Pringles, you'll have both, but I saw Shlomo Zalman says Pringles are hadama, even though it's from dehydrated potatoes. One second. The bananas, we all know we make hadama. Pineapples, even though they come from a tree, people are not aware of this, you make a... Very good. Wow. Shtakarit. Peanut butter, one would make a hadama and have it with a drink. If you're eating plain peanut butter, yeah, remember? I still remember when Grover got peanut butter. Well, you don't remember that? No? The whole show, he was like bobbing back and forth. All right. The next child, whatever. Just a memory of mine. But either way, if you have one, would make
now
a.
Now we turn out the way.
Yeah, exactly. That's what happens. To me. What? Okay. One second. Contrary to popular belief, Harold only knows a few brachas. That what he looked up. He doesn't know the brachas anything. He referred to the bracha book. The child comes up with the Listerine strips, right? Is
cinnamon.
Which aga? Totally aga. $2.10 in 7-Eleven and $1.35 down the hole. Where are you gonna go?
Dollar
kids.
Shop right.
All right. Yeah.
Chicago exchange. All right.
Right. They heard that. All right. You don't make a bracha on them. The reason for this is because you're not having them for a can, except if like the cinnamon, the new addition, if they do have to be kosher. I would think they would have to be. I don't know. They have to be kosher. They have to be kosher. They got a cup K. Just deal with it. It's $1.35. Get over it. The lemaisa. Okay. Can you use them on your kipper? No.
Why not?
Can't use mouth.
Can't use mouth. You can't use
it. But if you don't have to make a bracha on it, then not eating it, then what's the problem?
You still can't wash your mouth.
Mouthwash, you know, you can't rinse your mouth out with water. You can't rinse. It's probably considered the same thing as rinsing. You can't rinse either, even though you're not making a bracha.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, and what you're not saying. But lemaisa, the cinnamon Listerine strips, if you're having them for candy, you would make a bracha. You wouldn't make a bracha, but then again, you know, I would go for the gushers, and it's more filling. Most people are just having it to freshen their breath, and that's the deal with that.
You get two for a dollar off.
What? Yeah. What? Well, I know. I'm just trying to make it sound. The cereal and milk you make, if you're having it just to give taste to the cereal, you make the bracha of the cereal. However, and this is my marketing idea, to make Fruity Pebble milk. Because we all know that we put in the milk in the Fruity Pebbles because we love the Fruity Pebble milk taste. So in that situation, it's true. No, it's true. Come on, that's what you're putting in the milk. In that case, no, I'm just saying, when they come out with it, I want you to know it was my idea. The case is with the yeah, I don't care. The Fruity Pebble milk, that would be when you put in a lot of milk because you want a lot of that taste, that would be, yeah. And right. Items that never make it. Why, Adam? Anyway, the case is you would make two brachas if you want the milk. All right, let's finish this up, peoples, all right? You would want the milk if you dafka having it for milk. Yeah. No, the Fruity Pebble case. When you're putting it a lot, because you don't
have
putting it a lot,
like milk.
No, if you're putting it also for the because you want the milk. You're not taking it just because you want to give taste to it.
When do you make a bracha on milk? At the end of wild before.
Oh, when do you make a bracha? I don't know.
Why don't you just take a spoonful?
Everything you want to know.
Why don't you just take a
spoonful? Because we're not really so free right away.
Listen, so says Rav Moses Feinstein. All right. No, but you're doing it just for the milk. Rav Moshe says this clearly. He says this, that if I want the cereal, it's one thing. He says, but if you want the milk at the end, he says, he says the bananas also. If you want to put bananas in, you make a dump. I don't know when you make it. I don't know when.
You're saying?
Yes.
Just take a cup of candy. We pause 10 seconds. We pause.
Speaking of advertising, all right. I don't know anything else. Sleep is for the rest of your life, by the way. Cop is for the rest of your life. The rest.
Oh.
Sleep, the rest of your life. All right. I just want you to know that. Okay. Another advertisement here. Wunderbar. You guys missed it. That's it. You missed it. It's over. Too late. All right.
Water.
Next. Oh, gosh.
What? You have to make a
shock
on that.
You
like it a lot of
wood. So if you're eating azishas, all right? And I honestly,
the same story is the milk is.
Ain't any idea.
You're cooking the oatmeal in the water. You're not.
And world peace. Cases. No, I hear. Ezra, I don't know. Ezra, I don't know. Ezra, really, I don't know. I don't know. Let's just finish this up, please. All right, you have three. All right, people, you gotta move. If you're having Danishes, you're having three Danishes, right? So be it. You became, and I don't blame you. Just beer with me. It's just three more shots. So if you're having this and you're being kaveksu, there's nothing else for lunch, there's nothing else for dinner, and you come upstairs and you have the usual amount of crackers, let's say, the usual amount of Danishes, or the usual amount of you polish up a whole box of Entenmann's donuts, whatever it is, and that's your suda, Okay, now nobody does this, except for,
I have a guess now.
Okay, who actually knows how long is that you should wash and you should bench on this, if you're having a whole box, you sit down and you say, hinei mukunam zuman, eat dinner, and you have eight of those crumb donuts, that would be, you would have to wash and you would have to bench, because you're having the same amount of bread.
Or let's eat six.
Or if you just have one.
I don't know the amount. It's the amount, it's each individual case, the amount that you would usually eat at dinner, your dinner, equal to that, is you're having that amount of crackers, you're having that amount of zishas, danishes, etc., etc. It's an individual case. I can't.
It is.
No. It's a machlokes if it's three or four. We pasuk it's an individual thing. It depends on what the kfiyas suda is. All right. Let's just get on. It's an individual shot. I just wanted to say the halakha, so this way you should just be cognizant of the fact that when you're eating a lot of mezainis instead of a meal, it may be that you have to make a mitzvah. That's all. It's an individual thing. You would have to ask the rabbi exactly what, how much, when, and where. Shaila's that negay of the sushi. We discussed this I think last year. The chopsticks. We said if you're using chopsticks on Shabbos. to break those open would be a potential deraisa. I shouldn't say, but it's tikkun mana. Definitely tikkun mana. You can't use the kli. Therefore, one should not break the chopsticks on Shabbos. Another shaila is, am I able to eat sushi? Maybe I shouldn't eat sushi, not Shabbos stick. So the answer to that is obviously that gitilta fish was initiated in brisk to avoid a halakha, a lucky problem of vayra. So you don't have, so you ground up the bones together with the fish. So what? So lamaisa sushi is basar v'dagim. It's definitely dag v'komatamim. If that's your chill, then you could definitely eat it and enjoy it, and it's einik Shabbos, and you get a lot of skar. And knock yourself out. Yes, and rumor has it that I had 53 pieces, and it is not true. 56 pieces of sushi by... Right, yes. All right, what about raw fish? So lamaisa, you can yakit it before Shabbos, and it's not a problem. It's not a problem of muksa, although in general, raw meat and raw fish could be a problem of muksa. Again, when you're making the wasabi, you're making it with a powder and a liquid, you mash it together, you have a problem with the blila alva. You're making a thick mixture of lush. So the only way to do this is to this is b'makom tzara, because it's a stretch to say that wasabi, no, tushines could help a blila alva, b'makom tzara. It's hard to say wasabi is b'makom tzara, unless you're an addict, like some people I know. Myself, I feel like I'm in group therapy. In that case, it would be maybe b'makom tzarek. All right, but lamaisa, one should stay away from making the wasabi or buy it ready-made and wunderbar. Lagavi, slicing up the vegetables, one should do it before the suda, so as to avoid the problems of taichein, and that's how you make your sushi on Shabbos. That basically takes care of the Shabbos shayla. The last shayla on sushi is what about the bracha? Is if you're eating the rice, you're eating the whole sushi to complement the rice to make the rice taste better, you make a mezainis. But again, some people have like avocado rolls or these whatever dragon stuff and whatever it's called. If you're eating an avocado, if you would like to advertise, but if you are eating the sushi because you want you have the rice and all the other goop to make the avocado taste good, then you would make a avocado. There you go. You make a eggs. Everybody's gonna be all scared now.
Singular.
Yeah. So it's a good way to see people's brachas after they ate something. You say, what bracha did he make on that? They're like, But you just made a bracha.
See, what are you eating the whole thing? Yeah.
Just to review. If you're eating the whole thing and you like the whole thing, it's probably you're eating it just to you go by rive, and rive would be the rice. You would make a mezainis. So in most cases of the sushi, when you like the whole thing, rive of it is the rice. One would make a mezainis. But again, if you have a lot of avocado and that's really what you have in mind, that's your kivun, or the spicy tuna, you love the spicy tuna, the rice just makes the spicy tuna taste better, you would make a shahakal on that. Let's just go over review again. The idea of pizza is that one slice, again, you have what would be simikon with the mezainis roll. Is we said that it's a bit of a stretch. Again, you know, even though they sell it, right? The chopsticks is a problem on Shabbos with the sushi. One makes mezainis on the sushi, and I just want to end off. We skipped over all the small things. I just want to end off with I'm not in any place really to give any hashkafic insight in anything, but as chief executive officer of the refreshment stands, and obviously you go down to dinner and you see we all sometimes many times. Seldom, whatever it is, whoever it is, has sometimes complaints, and I like this, and I want the white, and the black, and all white, and penny pressure cookies, and not this, and it's too small, too big, etc., and they want this, and I was expecting this in the machine, and you go to the supermarket, and you wanted this, I like this taste, I like that taste, and I'll be honest with you, we didn't have pickles by the Shaver Brothers only because we went to buy, and I was so intimidated by the fact that there was an entire shelf of gherkins, and sweet, and kosher, and bread and butter, and sliced this way, and they have this new mutation of a cucumber that's like a hamburger, slice, like copper, so like Chas V'Shalom, you would have to put three on top of your hamburger. You just have one slice that you could put on, like to save you all that added kirka. The kits and imrats, right? Either way, is that there's kama mina eichlim, and it's berevach. It's never like it's been in the food industry like it has been before in Kashrus. We never had a choice like we did before. I think instead of going downstairs and complaining about one thing or other, oh, chicken again, no this, or bepshing about something else, we should realize instead of saying, oh God, I can't believe I have this, and I wanted that, and why can't we ever have this? We should rather look what we do have and say, oh God, thank you for giving me what we do have. Thank you for coming, and thank you for listening.